Happy Sabbath. Happy Sabbath to the nation of Israel and to the rest of mankind. I greet you all in the name of Yahusha. Once again, happy Sabbath. Happy Sabbath. Happy Sabbath. I greet you all the 12 tribes of Israel. Welcome back again to Truth Radio, TRWTH Radio. We are live and direct in the studio. How is the universe doing? How is the people on the earth? How is my people? Either you know that you're Israel or you know that you're not. Either you have the chosen seed of the house of Israel or you're not. Either you are one of the repentant ones of Israel or you're not. Loved ones, family members, nieces, nephews, strangers, enemies, loved ones, even all the leaders of the earth, but the good ones and not the good ones. The day of reckoning is here. He's here already. It's Truth Radio once again. I'm your host, Adewale. So we're going to start today's Shabbat. As for those who knows about Truth Radio, who knows about the establishment of this radio station, we know that, or you know, that this radio station is an online radio station, and this radio station is for the people, of the people, and for the people. We do not discriminate. We do not discriminate against no race, no gender, no hair texture, no accent. We are not like this Western word that they hate a brother, that they hate a sister due to the color of their skin. No, we do not. We're all about the truth. We're all for the truth. And if you have a problem with it, search your conscience. It's been a minute. We've not actually gone live this year. This will be the first live radio online station as far as 2023 is concerned. So we are back again. And I'm your host, Adewale. So this life is a journey. You have to understand that. It's a journey. And it's going to take you to a place. Either a dark side or the light. You pick one. He has given us choices in life to make. Either you take the narrow path or you take the wide path. The choice is yours. We're getting closer and closer to Judgment Day. And he's coming. He's even coming. He's getting prepared to return back to the earth. And if we're not worthy to meet the what? To meet the Messiah, we're going to burn. We are going to burn. We are going to burn. That's the word. It's in there. It's in there. For those who are just tuning in, this is Truth Radio, spelled TRWTH Radio. This app, for those out there, please, word of mouth, let those out there, please share this platform for those out there that needs it. Because we are playing with what? We are playing with fire. Share this platform with your loved ones. Let them come into and listen to the what? Listen to the truth. In spirit and in truth. This will be the first broadcast of the year, 2023. You know, so it's going to be a little back and forth, switch on and off due to the nature of my work. As I'm just a one-time soldier, I'm a one-man soldier. I do this all. And I have my own work to take care of my own family. So I have to go out there and work. So it's not consistent. But in due time, as we are working on it, we'll be consistent. Happy Shabbat once again. And for those who are tuning in, my name is Adewale. And I'm your host. Once again, Shabbat Shalom. For those who actually tuned in last time, when we went live, we talked about the Genesis flood, if it was local or global. And we actually brought out some key points to validate the subject, the topic, either it was global or local. And for those who did not tune in last time, the podcast is actually uploaded. You can actually listen to it. All you got to do is just download the app. Also, for those who don't know about the website, Truth Radio has a website. It's called truthradio.net. T-R-W-T-H radio.net. That's the URL. That's the link. That's the website, which is totally different from the mobile app. And the podcast is uploaded. It's there for you guys to listen to it. So we're just going to continue from where we stopped last year. So, before we proceed further, we're just going to say a little prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We give you the glory and the honor and the adoration that you've made it possible for us to see the beginning of a new day. It is not by our power, neither is by our strength, but it is by your grace and by your mercy. Father, I thank you for the listeners out there who are listening to this session. For it's not a coincidence that they're here, but you brought them here to listen to the word. For you said in your word that we should know the truth, and the truth will make us free. Shall make us free from the bondage of mysticism, from the bondage of oppression, from the bondage of lies, from the bondage of manipulation, from the bondage of deception, from the bondage of indoctrination, that you brought them here to listen to the word. We thank you. As we're here again, to observe, to witness another Shabbat, as you delight in your Shabbat, and you also delight in your own people to also keep the Shabbat, as we are acknowledging the fact that today is the Lord's day, it's the seventh day. It is the day that the Elohim has given us to what? To rest. To rest from all our labors and to fellowship together. We thank you. For we know that a lot of people have died. Or shall I say that many are dead at the moment. They've passed on this very second. But we still have the breath of life. We still have the breath of life to give thanks to you, to praise your name, to live justly, to live righteously on the earth. Thank you. For those out there, Father, who are on the sick beds, that you heal them. For those who are battling all types of spirits, Father, that you send your preachers, that you send your apostles, that you send your pastors. You send them and you heal these people with the work of the Holy Spirit. for those that may have encountered all kinds of diseases and illnesses, Father, that you let the Ruach move upon them to make them whole again. For the blind, that you make them whole again. For the deaf ones, that you make them whole again. For those who are handicapped, for those who are lame, that you make them whole again. Father, for you know that we are scattered throughout the four corners of the earth. As we know that we are in desperate times of what? Of needs. As the earth has gone gaga. That I know for a fact that you always protect your people. And you always protect the obedient ones. You be there for them. Father, for those out there who are looking for a mate, who are looking for a partner, that you visit them, that you answer their prayers and you give them the bones of their bones and the flesh of their flesh. Thank you for all the lives. Thank you for those out there who don't know about Truth Radio, that Father, that you minister unto them. For we need you, Father. For my people, my nation, is a nation of calamity, is a nation of destruction, is a nation of bondage. It's a nation of slaves. Father, in our down times like this, for you know, for I know that you have your plans for the future, for your people. Give us that peace of mind. Give us the spirit to be able to overcome the evilness, the wickedness of this word. We thank you. All praises to the Most High in Christ. Amen. So, now, as we know, we will continue from today's, I will continue from the last session. So we are going to continue with the Genesis flawed. If that flawed was local or global. Now, the old earth usually refers to a local geography. So, mind you, before you can understand where I want to start from, you have to go back to the very beginning. You have to go back to the part one, which has been uploaded already, to understand today's session. The old earth usually refers to local geography, not global. Now, examples of where coal erects refers to a local area includes the following verses. It's not the whole land before you. Please separate from me. If to the left, then I will go to the right. Or if to the right, then I'll go to the left. Genesis, the 13th chapter, verse 9. I read again. Genesis, the 13th chapter, verse 9. It's not the whole land before you. Let's part company. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. If you go to the right, then I'll go to the left. Now, the whole land in this text was only the land of Canaan, not the whole earth. Now, another example. Genesis, the 41 chapter, verse 57. Genesis, the 41 chapter, verse 57. And the whole world came to Egypt to buy grain from Joseph because the famine was severe everywhere. Genesis, the 41st chapter, verse 57. Now, do you think this text, this verse here, is talking about the whole earth? Is this global or local? We know the people from America and other parts of the earth did not go to Egypt. But yeah, the text says, and all the word came. So all the word here in this text is this text saying that everybody, even those that live in other parts of the earth, came to Egypt? Are you saying that the famine was actually global? Like it was all over the earth. Like all the nations on the earth were impacted by this famine. And it was just one place, one nation, due to the fact that famine has taken over all the nations except one, Egypt. So everybody came to Egypt. Is that what it is? All the word? No. No. And God said, I'm going to make a covenant before all your people. I'll perform miracles which have not been produced in all. The all there is call. That's the Hebrew word. The all is called. This is Exodus, the 34th chapter, verse 10. Exodus, the 24th chapter, verse 10. Exodus, the 24th chapter, verse 10. Excuse me, Exodus the 34th, not the 24th, 3-4. I think that's what I said, but just in case. Exodus the 34th chapter, 3-4, verse 10. Then the Lord said, I am making a covenant with you before all your people. I will do wonders never before done in any nation in all the world. Now, the all here is called. The people you live among will see how awesome is the work that I, the Lord, would do for you. Now, the all after nation in, all the word. The all that is called. And the word, you know, in some translations, you see word, and in some other translations, you see the earth. Now, the NIV translation says, in all the word. But the all here is call, and the word in Hebrew there is eretz. Now we know, according to this verse, there will be no need to add quote unquote, nor among any of the nations. There is no need to add nor any of the nations. There's no need to add in any of the nations. If all the world or all the earth refer to the entire planet, isn't it? There's no need to actually add, quote unquote, I am making a covenant with you, according to verse 10. There's no need. If all the earth referred to the entire planet, so what's the point of adding that? That's another example. Now I'll give you another example. This is Leviticus, the 25th chapter. Leviticus, the 25th chapter. Verse 9. Then have the trumpet sounded everywhere on the 10th day of the 7th month. On the Day of Atonement, sound the trumpet throughout your land. Now we know that the all in this verse is kol. And throughout your land, the Hebrew word for that is what? It's eretz. Now we know that according to this verse, the Hebrews were not required to sound a horn throughout the entire earth, or is it? That's a question to you guys. The Hebrews were not required to sound a horn throughout the entire earth, is it? Or is that even possible? You know, as far as the earth is concerned, we're not talking about the heavens. As far as the earth is concerned, is it possible to actually sound the horn? Or blow a trumpet throughout the entire earth? How is that possible? We have more than 190 countries in the entire planet. How is it possible to sound a horn throughout the entire planet? Or our entire earth? Help me make sense on that one. I'll give you another example. This would be Leviticus, the 25th chapter, verse 24. Leviticus, the 25th chapter, verse 24. Throughout the land that you hold as a possession, you must provide for the redemption of the land. The everyday. Leviticus, the 25th chapter, verse 24. Well, I will read in NIV. Throughout the land that you hold as a possession, you must provide for the redemption of the land. The law does not apply only to those who own the entire earth. Another example. Judges, the 6th chapter, verse 37. Judges, the 6th chapter, verse 37. Look, I will place a wool. Look, I will place a wool fleece on the threshing floor. If there is dew only on the fleece and all the ground is dry, then I will know that you will save Israel by my hand, as you said. The all in this verse is coal. And the ground in this verse here is eretz. Now, coal eretz could not refer to the entire planet, since it would not be possible for Gideon to check the entire earth. Please see Judges, the 6th chapter, verse 39 to 40. Please see Judges, the 6th chapter, verse 39 to 40. Well, I'll read. I wanted you guys to actually see that for yourself, so you read that on your own accord. But for the sake of the people, so that we can all be edified, I'll just read. Now, 39. Then Gideon said to God, "Do not be angry with me. Let me make just one more request. Allow me one more test with the fleece. But this time, make the fleece dry and let the ground be covered with dew." That night, God did so. Only the fleece was dry. All the ground was covered with dew. Now, we know for a fact that this could not refer to the entire earth, since it would not be possible for Gideon to check the entire earth. The coal erects. The coal erects could not refer to the entire earth, since it would not be possible for Gideon to check the entire earth. I actually want you guys to actually read word for word the text. That's why I give you guys a little bit more space, a little bit more time to actually digest these verses. You know, so it makes sense to you before I proceed further. So there's a little space, there's a little gap. Proceed further. Another example. This is 1 Samuel, the 13th chapter, verse 3. First Samuel 13, verse 3. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back in the next 5 minutes. Let's take a quick 5 minutes break, and we'll be back in the next 5 minutes. I want you guys to actually go over those verses, over what we just talked about. Let this doctrine make sense to you. We'll be back in the next 5 minutes. First Samuel, the 13th chapter, verse 3, I read. Jonathan attacked the Philistine outpost at Geba. And the Philistines heard about it. Then Saul had the trumpet blown throughout the land and said, "Let the Hebrews hear." Obviously, Saul could not have blown a whole trumpet loud enough to be heard throughout the entire earth. Or is it? That's food for thought. Can somebody actually blow a trumpet that's loud? The loudest trumpet. The most heaviest, tallest, fattest trumpet that you can ever see. The most powerful trumpet. No matter how powerful, no matter how expensive a trumpet is, there is no way you blow that trumpet and the whole world hears that sound. It's impossible. Another example. 2 Samuel, the 18th chapter, verse 8. Second Samuel, the 18th chapter, verse 8. Now the battle spread out over the whole countryside, and the forest swallowed up more men that day than the sword. We know for a fact that the battle did not take place over the entire earth. NIV actually translate this verse as countryside, not the whole earth. The battle spread out over the whole countryside. You know, some translations are just terrible. They're bad translations. They're just bad, terrible. And it's not by mistake. It's not a mistake. It's a deliberate It's a deliberate act. This is not an accident. It was a mistake. How can we have just different translations of the Holy Scriptures? Why so many of them? Why do we have so many translations of the Holy Scriptures? Why? That every translation has been distorted. It brings different words, and which different words bring different interpretation. And that's why we have to go back to the original text. So we have to study the scripture in its original text. We have to, for the whole scripture to make sense to us. And yes, the battle did not take place over the whole earth. No way. It's just it's a battle between two tribes or two nations. I'll read again. The battle spread out over the whole countryside, and the forest swallowed up more men than that day than the sword. Again, this was a battle between two group of people. Okay, this battle was not fought throughout the whole earth. This war was not a global war. It's not. It's a what? It's a local war. So it will make sense that this battle did not take place over the whole entire earth. Another example. Now this is 2 Samuel, the 24th chapter, verse 8. 2 Samuel, the 24th chapter, verse 8. I read 2 Samuel, the 24th chapter, verse 8. After they had gone through the entire land, they came back to Jerusalem at the end of 9 months and 20 days. After they had gone through the entire land, they came back to Jerusalem at the end of 9 months and 20 days. We know that they did not go to the entire earth, just the lands of the Palestine. We know for a fact that what? They did not take place. This did not take place over the entire earth. It was just the lands of the Palestine. That's it. Now you have to start from the very beginning to understand that, you know, this verse here is just talking about the lands of the Palestine, not the whole entire earth. So you have to read it again in its context. Start from the very beginning. Start from 2 Samuel, the 24th chapter, verse 1. Start from verse 1 all the way. It will even be better if you start from the what? From the very first book. I mean, yes, the very first book, which is the 1 Samuel. Start from 1 Samuel and read all the way to the second book. To understand that book. But in this verse here, with the subject matter, is the Genesis flood, local or global? Now, according to 2 Samuel, the 24th chapter, verse 8, no, they did not go through the entire earth, just the land of the Palestine, and that's it. But again, start from verse 1. Start from the very first. Then, work your way to the end. But again, I recommend that you start from the very beginning to make absolutely 100% what? Sense. To make perfect sense, start from the first book. Start from 1 Samuel. Then work your way. 1 Kings. Now, another example. 1 Kings, the 10th chapter, verse 24. First King, the 10th chapter, verse 24. I read. Now, the old word sought audience with Solomon to hear the wisdom that the Elohim had put in his heart. Well, it is unlikely that the Native Americans went to see Solomon. Are we saying that the old word came to see Solomon to hear the wisdom that the Elohim has put in his heart? Are you telling that the whole entire planet came to see Solomon? Well, it is unlikely that the Native Americans went to see Suleiman. As we can see, we've given a few examples to further solidify this subject matter. If the Genesis flood was global or local, as can be seen, in the majority of instances, coal erects does not refer to the entire planet Earth. In fact, of the 205 instances of coal erect in the what? In the Tanakh, which the Christians call the Old Covenant, it might refer to the entire planet just 40 times. And even some of those are questionable. About half of those instances occur in the books of Psalms and Isaiah. The Genesis flood narrative also uses the phrase the face of the earth, quote unquote, the face of the earth. This is the exact phrase used by Cain when it was banished by the Elohim. Genesis, the fourth chapter, verse 14. Again, this is the exact phrase used by Cain when it was banished by God, according to Genesis, the fourth chapter, verse 14. Now, are we to think that Cain was banished to outer space? Food for thought. In addition, the flood narrative says that the water increased and lift up the ark so that it rose above the earth, according to Genesis, the 7th chapter, verse 17. Now, if earth, quote unquote, really refers to the planet, like the whole entire earth, like the whole planet, then this text would imply that the ark somehow levitated above the planet. Obviously, Earth refers to the local land on which the ark was sitting and not the planet Earth. The Genesis flood narrative also uses the phrase the face of the earth. This is the exact phrase used by Cain when he was banished by God. Genesis, the fourth chapter, verse 14. Are we to think that Cain was banished to outer space? In addition, the flood narrative says the water increased and lifted up the ark so that it rose above the earth. If earth really refers to the planet, then this text will imply that the ark somehow levitated above the planet. And obviously, earth refers to the local land on which the ark was sitting. And not to the planet Earth. Bingo. This is the beauty of the scriptures, man. Truth cannot be what? Validated by ignorance. It's your host again, Adewale. We're going to stop here today, and we're going to continue from here next week, Lord's willing. your host, Adewale, and this is Truth Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in. Again, this is a radio station. This is an online platform for the people, and by the people. We do not discriminate against your health. We do not discriminate against your skin color, against the texture of your hair, against your height, your gender, your race, your ethnicity, your faith. We do not. We just say it the way it is. We just tell it the way it is. You come, we tell the truth. You don't like it, you leave. You do, you stay. Your host, Adewale. The app right now is available in both Google Store and Apple Store. When you go to Google Play Store, for all the Android users out there, it's available. Just go to the Play Store and just type in Truth Radio. TRWTH Radio. And that's it. And you can reach out to us. For those who want to reach out to us, don't hesitate to reach out to us. We're live and direct at the moment. If you want to reach out to us, there's the email, truthradio@gmail.com. TRWTH Radio. @gmail.com. Facebook at Truth Radio. And you can also download the app. Like I said, that's the best way to reach out to us. Reach out to us by downloading the app, Truth Radio, on both Google Store and Apple Store. And once you download it, you can always reach out to us. It's self-explanatory once you download the app. You see a section where it says chat with admin. And that way you can chat with us. You can be able to reach out to us. Adewale, once again, I rest my case. One love, my people. One love, my people. I love you guys. We're going to start from here and we're going to continue next Shabbat.